There's an expression that goes something like, the customer may not always be right, but they are always the customer. Well, in selling, we have a saying, the prospect may not always be right, but are they really a prospect? Hello, this is Walt Girano with Anthony Cole Training Group. Welcome to this week's edition of the Sales Brew, where we ask the question, who's qualifying who in your sales process? So many times I hear from salespeople that they think they must qualify to do business with the prospect, and their behavior reflects it. Let's be clear, you make phone calls and go on meetings to see if the prospect qualifies to do business with you. When we are having a tough time getting in front of enough prospects, we will sometimes take meetings that are a little light with pain indicators. We didn't really focus on how qualified they were, just whether we could get in front of them. We can fill in the gaps when we're face to face. But what if they're really not a prospect? What if you get there and they simply don't qualify? Prospects are good at telling us no, but what about you? Before we get happy ears thinking that because they are meeting with us, we have a prospect, let's make sure we have some criteria to figure this out. Here are four things at a minimum you need to have a qualified prospect. Number one, do they have a problem, pain, that they're committed to fixing? Number two, do they have the time, money, and other resources to commit to a solution? Number three, do you know their decision-making process, and have you met with all decision-makers prior to agreeing to present? And number four, did the prospect agree to a decision, yes or no, when you present? If you answered yes to all of those, you have a prospect and should continue the sales process. If you don't, what should you do? Not a trick question. You need to tell the prospect they don't qualify and move on. It's the right thing to do for them and certainly the right thing to do for you. Maybe if you tell them something like, I'm not hearing the types of problems I usually hear that cause people to ask for my help. What am I missing? Remember, you must find out why they took time to meet with you. The why am I here question. You must be of the mindset that they have to qualify to do business with you. And finally, you have the right to walk away from anyone who isn't a prospect. Failure to do so causes you not only to waste a lot of time, it keeps you from attaining your goals and dreams. Remember, no prospect, no problem. Next.